get away. I tried to put one in the air. I tried to dance it away. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Happy New Year. This is Real Women, Real Talk, and I am your host, Selena Coleman, and I have my two co-hosts with me.
This would be Nasty New Boo. Happy New Year. Happy 2017. We ready to bring you guys some new shit, some new stuff, and keeping it 100.
Well, welcome to 2017. This is Tasty J. I don't know if I'm going by Tasty J.
Wait a minute. You sound like you're not sure what year it is.
No, no, no.
Who your name is.
No, no, because
what happened? What happened over the new year with you?
Well, I got married on the first of the year, so I don't know if I could be Tasty J anymore. Like, you know.
But now you got to be Super Tasty J because
you got a
man.
That was a girlfriend name. Now I got to act like a wife.
No, no, you still got to keep it super nasty.
Oh, okay.
Keep that hood. Well, what you did to get them is what you got to do to keep them.
Okay, well, then I'm Tasty
so
Jack.
So now you're Super Tasty Jack.
Okay, I can go with that.
Yeah.
Freaky.
Congratulations, tasty. First of all.
Thank you.
I'm a little offended. We wasn't invited, but since it was a surprise.
It was it was the spirit of the moment, and hey, if a nigga gonna tell me he want to marry, I gotta take it right then and there.
Man, let's go in our jammies.
Courthouse with the gun. Yeah. Let's go.
You said, do I want to marry you? Come on, let's go right now.
I found a fool to marry me.
Huh.
I wasn't waiting for the big, let's go now, right now.
That is a true blessing and congratulations. Yeah, everybody deserves true love. Unconditional love.
I found out on Facebook, so I'm strolling through the pictures.
Well,
I'm
need
like,
to accept
what?
Her as my friend so I could have responded on Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook is the biggest snitch nowadays, but go ahead.
I wasn't really sure. I'm like, is she married already?
Is
or
she
dress hunting?
Is
like
she being silly?
Like, we're like, what's the deal? But, you know, she was
wrap
very
it up,
beautiful.
Wrap it up. I have to wrap it up.
We understand.
I have to get the dress, get married all in the same breath.
I understand. It's hard for me to get a man to ask me to be his girl.
That's what I'm talking about. I found that fool. He wanted me to be his girlfriend. Then he said, do you want to get married? Let's go now.
Let's go. Let's do it.
What you said, 10 years, right? Y'all been together 10 years?
I met him in 2004.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
See how long it took me to get him to...
Hey, it don't matter how long it takes.
I think he was drunk when he asked me.
Well, no, everything is in the right time and at
he
the right moment.
He stood me up at the at the chapel for over an hour and a half. I got nervous. I got cold feet. I was like, oh,
you thought he thought about who he was marrying?
I think that's just Vegas weddings because I swear that's the same thing happened to me. I'm sitting there like, okay, the wedding was supposed to start like 35 minutes ago.
Okay, so you saying I better not get married in Vegas, huh? Because niggas stand me up an hour. I'm assuming at the 20 minutes. He ain't coming, and I'm out.
Yeah.
I ain't waiting to be embarrassed.
Huh. Well, if I would have been out, then it wouldn't have happened. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just
we here.
I had to wait. If I'd have had to wait overnight, I would have been standing there in that same old dress.
And took that pistol out your holster. Huh?
It only been 24 hours.
You know, you wear a garter belt. Had your pistol on your garter belt. Somebody go get him.
Where you at?
Well, that's good. What you guys do for New Year's other than get married?
Well, she got married. I didn't do anything. I just stayed in my room. I don't even think I was going to be up for New Year's, but I actually was up for New Year's because I'm not a drinker, but I started drinking like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And so I said, I'm not going to make it to the New Year. I could tell, but I actually fell asleep and woke up a quarter to.
I did too.
Quarter to the New Year.
I fell asleep and woke up. I'm like, I'm sorry, I started early. Shit. I can't control my sleep.
Yeah, so, but I was feeling good. I was feeling good. I was like, okay.
I was feeling great.
To be honest with you, I was glad 2016 was over.
Why?
Well, you know, we did our little Christmas march, and then on the 27th, my father-in-law passed away. And so, you know, in May, my mom passed away. So, of course, that took me back to losing my mom in May. And it just been, overall, to me, felt like a raggedy year. I mean, you know, I love my show. We was doing that. So that was my highlights. But just to me, to lose my father-in-law and my mother. And, you know, for my mom, it wasn't so bad because she had Alzheimer's.
You lost your mom this May?
Yeah. 2016.
Last year.
Well, did I know you this May?
Yes, you did, Miss Anessa.
Sky, did I know you this May? Did I know you last May? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to check my phone and see if I got any information about some sad shit going on that I'm so important I don't know nothing about where I can share my condolences and love.
Yeah. So, you know, it just was too much, I feel like. But for my mom, like I said, she was having, she had Alzheimer's and it was real bad.
Well,
like,
my
she
mom
really,
has Alzheimer's.
She didn't even know me maybe the last 6 months. It would, she might know me one day, but majority of the night she, you know, majority of the time she really didn't even know who I was. So for me, it was more like, okay, my mom got to be free.
Yeah.
You know.
My mom has Alzheimer's. And when I first found out, it was kind of funny to me because I didn't know.
Right.
And I'm like, she keep asking me the same questions. And I'm like, lady, quit, because she's a jokester all the
right,
time.
Right,
so I'm
right,
like,
right.
Annie Pearl, I done told you that already. But she kept asking with, like, she really didn't know. She had just asked me that.
Right, right. And that's are the those are the first symptoms, because I yes. want to say maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, it started with my mom saying, what's for dinner? And then I would tell her, and then like 20 or 30 minutes later, she'll do it again, what's for dinner?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I just told you that. I want to just make sure.
Plan it off.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
But then when you realize it, it's over and over, and it's every night or every other mm-hmm. night or, you know, and then just in general with those same simple questions. And then once you realize, okay, she's having stages of dementia, you don't want to keep going there with her, like, because that makes them mad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I know.
You know, then she get the cussing.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That could be something.
I know what the fuck I asked you.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. And but for my father-in-law, it was totally different because he was of, you know, sound mind. And for him, it was more of his equilibrium. And he was a real tall guy, 6+. So he's tall and, you know, he would lose his balance. And so for him to lose his balance, he would fall and he'd have to.
Wow, that messes with that, too.
Yeah, you would have to use a walker. And he didn't want to use a walker because he was cool. My father-in-law was cool. When I first met him and I met my husband, I said, damn, if you look that good at 60, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Still be all up on you. Like
yeah, exactly. So, you know, he passed away. He was 88. He had a
he lived a blessed life.
Yes, he did.
Some of us hope to get that old.
Exactly. And he
hope to get older.
I hope like to get older as long as I don't need depends.
Right.
Because I don't trust people to be changing me in a timely manner.
Yeah. And then he didn't want to give up his independence.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way things happened for him and to leave this place, he really didn't have to give up his independence. He was actually living in his apartment and he fell and bumped his head. His brain started bleeding. He ended up having emergency brain surgery and he never came out of that. So 5 weeks in ICU and then he passed away.
Yeah,
so
strong men are like that. My papa was like that. He needed dialysis.
Okay.
And he was a person that refused. He was not going to do no dialysis.
Right.
And he waited until it was grave to tell us.
Right.
And, like, once he told me, he's like, you know, I'll tell you something. Went to the doctor today, and he said, it's gravely. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? It's just gravely. And that was on a Friday, and that Monday, he was gone.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, he just telling you goodbye
and
without
saying
those words.
And he said he refused to drag out what's already going to happen and put himself through pain and torture for what he already knows is coming.
Right.
He said he done lived his life. He done everything he wanted to do, and which he
definitely did.
So,
I got some things I still got to do. I ain't ready to go.
Yeah, well, I hope I make it to my
80s. God, don't take me no time
soon. I'm not never ready to go unless that tsunami or we break off. You know how everybody trying to say when the big earthquake come, we going to break off? Then take me because I can't
swim. I hope I be the last bitch standing.
I don't.
I do.
I ain't mad. I think I want to get to 100 too.
Yeah.
Past my 80s. But
I
want
to be old.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it. Not to my hundreds.
I still got some twerking to do.
No, now you just got married unless you're going to twerk only in the bedroom. Twerk is over.
I do that anyway. Yes, every night.
Okay.
He said I do the same thing. When he get mad, he act like he ain't looking right. And then he'll say, you know, I try to do a different move. He'd be like, oh, the other night you did something different. I said, yeah.
I thought you wasn't looking.
Wasn't paying attention, huh?
Yeah, I shake it every night. Even though I don't know how to twerk.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
I'll shake it every night.
You twerking what he like to look at.
Yeah.
That's
all
that matters. I
shake
it.
I shake it.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I'm glad 2016 is gone. 2017 is going to be definitely a better year for me.
What's your New Year's resolution?
I don't have no New Year's resolutions. I don't do New Year's. That's a, what you say you're going to do for the New Year, you might as well hang that shit up. 6 days, 7 days. How long did you last when you make a New Year's resolution?
Well, what about the people who like hit you up and be like, oh, it's a new year. You know, we need to leave that in the past. Bitch, you're going to still be the same messy bitch you was last year.
Definitely, definitely.
Well, you know, the thing is, I have some New Year's resolution. I make them all the time. I don't say I keep them. But it's always a good thing to try to prepare yourself to do better.
Definitely,
and mine is to be better for me.
Well, that's me.
Mine is
every
to stop
day,
letting...
So.
Negative people put me in a negative space.
Definitely.
Because I'm a responder. You say some bullshit to me, I'm going to respond accordingly.
With some bullshit.
So that is my New Year resolution. Quit letting people steal my peace and my joy.
Right.
Let you be miserable in your own space. Don't come over here trying to destroy my self-esteem.
Right. Well, you know, there's a
Call them self-esteem haters.
Right. Well, it's a saying that... you can't control somebody's action. You can only control your reaction to their action.
That's why I said I'm trying to get my thoughts together. Think positive. I was watching Joyce Myers earlier.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be the same motherfucker
I'm
I
not.
Was.
I don't want to be because I want Jesus to keep blessing me and keep me to succeed.
It don't get no better than this.
Now, I'm not saying
here.
I'm not going
right
to check you. And be negative.
That's not true because last year you wasn't a wife. This year you a wife.
So it got better.
And you already, hold on, and you already said you wasn't sure about Tasty J. So you already making conceptions to the new.
Yeah.
I'm stressed. I'm not thinking properly because now I got to act like a wife.
Right.
And I know I'd act like a girlfriend.
You have to act like yourself.
I have to act like a wife, because y'all acting like myself, I'm going to lose him.
Nah, he been there 10 years. He ain't
I was
went
a girlfriend
nowhere.
Then. I had an excuse.
Okay.
Oh.
I got
yeah,
you.
I had an excuse.
Okay,
I got
well,
you. Well, I guess
I was running around here feeling sorry for him. I'm feeling bad for myself. Now I'm in a depression, because I have to act like a wife. That's hard for
me. Okay, but let maybe Joyce Myers can help.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what she said.
What she said?
She said, the keys to overcoming negative thinking is to have power thoughts. Your thoughts turn into your life. You can think yourself into a mess or you can think yourself into a piece of victory. Daily, you have to daily choose to think the right things and not wrong things. And you have to do it on purpose. So when that negative thought comes to mind, because I've been working on this. I mean, I'm going to check this motherfucker. I mean, sometimes you got to shake your head like, on that side. Think positive thoughts.
So have you checked anybody in 2017?
I'm not perfect.
Yeah, you didn't been checking yourself, huh, for 2017?
And that's what she said also, stop being so hard on yourself.
Right.
Because I'm
definitely.
Super hard on myself. But, yeah, I mean... Jesus, I pray to Jesus keep them people away from me so that I can do right. But every now and then, you know, Satan slip in there with one of his little workers, his little working bees, because he know you on the road to success, so he throw one of them little worker bees in there.
Yeah, you go on and give him a job.
And
right?
I fall short.
Yeah.
And I find the best thing I can say is, what's that broad name? One of them reality shows.
Well, I'm never
going
to stop checking a bitch. If
she
a bitch
said every
checked,
time I try
her.
To leave... My check a bitch card at home. A bitch made me slide that motherfucker. Every time I leave that at home, she make me slide it. So it's about
it.
Just every day being aware and conscious of your actions and how certain people make you feel. So my thing is to stay away from them people that make me feel like that and surround myself with positive people.
That's definitely.
Good thing
you know
do.
What? I wish I could do that full time. And I say that because I can't.
Yes,
you
can. Because she said you got to do it on purpose.
Right,
so as soon
as
you get that negative thought, you got to shut it down. Don't even finish the thought.
Well, you know, sometimes...
Satan always in my pocket.
Well, I kind of agree
with... Put
them
under your shoe.
Wait, I agree with Janine in a sense where sometimes if they need to be checked, you have to check them.
But check them tactfully.
Exactly, exactly.
Don't check them to where they done upset your spirit.
Right.
Now you around here moping, they got your day mad. Because sometimes that's what Satan do. They see you so happy and want to ruin your day.
When you check a bitch real good, you be feeling good. Like, I know that bitch.
Oh, I know. That's
that
been
bitch
my
know
life.
Better next time.
I told you that's been my life. I can't beat you up, so I got to cut you down with words.
I ain't mad. Hey. I ain't mad.
Slide that card.
I'm too little to put hands on you, so I kill you with this sword.
Right, right.
My tongue.
Well, you know, for me, I'm a steward at my job, and so I represent the employees that get in trouble, or I'm supposed to be the one that is management's.
You're supposed to be the one with the calm head.
Not really, but kind of. And I say I'm management's opposite, but not really. We're supposed to work together to make our environment of our work a healthy environment. But, you know, I got management that think they know everything and they gonna run stuff their way. And the problem is they don't know how to run nothing. And so, like, we used to call ourselves the A-team because I worked the front line of a county building. Mm-hmm. And so we do.
I sure wish I knew you when I was getting a county.
Right. We have a high number of.
Can you change my social?
Can you change my debt? Can you erase my debt?
We have a high number of people that come in and out of our office. And so I work a smaller office, but we do a high volume. And so normally our office looks good, but since the new year, they've given us new management and they then shift staff around. And so it's kind of funny because all of last week, we didn't have so many people in the lobby towards the end of the day or waiting for 2, 3, 4 hours, which is old for us. That's
that used to piss me off. Right, like, right. I'm only here.
But our new system, nobody should be waiting that long. So to me is when in 2016, towards the end, we didn't have nobody in our lobbies hardly ever. Even on the first of the month when we're doing high numbers, our people was getting out. So now that management then switched staff, you can see that you didn't put some people in the wrong places.
Yeah.
Because the work is not getting done. And the system is not moving smoothly like it was towards the end of last year. So my thing is, I'm going to give them time to correct whatever problems they have created.
Well, don't you guys have a suggestion box? You can slide suggestion in there.
Yeah, but you know, they don't listen. They on this thing like, this is my office and we're going to do things my way. But the reality is we have county policy and procedure. And when I step in, you're going to follow county policy and procedures.
Okay.
And I say that because
we're going to pray for you.
Well, you
for
know, when you, I no, need
seriously.
All the prayers.
So when you step in, because you know, people are ignorant nowadays.
Yes, yes, yes. But see, I was trained and I got a certificate in what I do. And if I come with a problem, I'm coming with a solution to that problem.
Okay.
Now, you as management, if you don't listen to the solution that I bring, then you're not trying to fix the problem anyway. So, you know, and me being me, I'm at a 98% success rate in what I do. Okay. So they know not to play with me.
Okay. They know you from Long Beach.
So can
you done shared you from Long Beach. Yeah, right. Any job I go to. I share. I'm from Watts.
And get on the county like, and change my socials up.
People do that all day. But the reality is we have a fingerprint system and you can't change your fingerprints. So.
Yeah, it's something you could do to do with your fingerprints too, though, right?
I don't know none of that.
She'll probably tell us later at the show because I need some extra funds too. Everybody else getting $600 in food stamps. Oh, I'm ready to try to spend my cash.
I remember I used to get food stamps. My basket used to be fat.
Mine too.
Like now when I go to the store and I see a bitch with a big old fat basket, I'd be like, that bitch got some food stamps.
I'd be wanting to ask that bitch, can she put this in there? But I used to, when I had food stamps, you know, you get Chippehoys, you get the T-bone steak. With no food stamps, you get sunshine cookies. You got to get the regular white bread, no home fried.
Oh, no.
My husband say, that's why, babe, can I just go shopping? Because you don't know how to leave out the store without spending a few $100. So, yeah.
Well, you can spend a few $100 on nothing nowadays.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
You can spend $200 on bullshit and ain't no meat in there.
None.
Just size. Macaroni, Miracle Whip, old meal. That's 200 right there.
Definitely.
Please don't need no pepper or no garlic seasoning. I'm like, why is pepper $4?
I'd be like, I should have brought my big fucking purse. Because you got to steal the seasoning.
I'd be like, I should have brought my cousin and steal.
Those was my olden days, you know, going and stick 100
with
pack of Kool-Aid in.
Well, yeah, I bought Kool-Aid one time, and I had a couple people tell me, you still buy Kool-Aid? No, you just put that in your pocket. I'm not going to jail for Kool-Aid. I did a day and a half behind traffic tickets.
I ain't mad. You ain't doing
And it felt like 17 years. I wish I would do anything behind a pack of Kool-Aid or anything
else. I did 26 days in Linwood.
26? Girl, that's almost a month.
26 days. I felt like I've been to the pen. Don't tell me I ain't been to the pen because I have.
Yeah, because I've been to the pen a day and a half, and I was at the police substation. I never even made it to real jail.
Well, you know, I did some Mariloma time, and for me, it was, to be honest with you, I was planning on doing that every year.
Yeah.
It was a vacation for me. I ran me a little store, made me some extra money, but God was like, we just wake your ass up. And so I came home to my daughter being on a slab, and so it changed my mindset that I never wanted to see a jail again in my life. But the reality is, when I went there in my first 15 days, because my daughter died on the 16th day, it changed my life. It was like, okay, you know, you don't want to see a jail no more.
Yeah.
And this is not a hustle, and it's not a vacation.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate they the only motherfuckers with keys to this joint. Ain't no doorknobs. Where the doorknob at? No. Every time that guard passed by, I was like, excuse me, I really don't mean to bother you. What time is it?
Right.
Well, no clocks.
I think the difference for me is I was in Mariloma. Mariloma wasn't as bad at the time. Mariloma was new. Which is about to be new again because, you know, they're about to redo it for...
I don't want to talk about that. I ain't trying to go see it. They're about to do all that.
But it was all open, you know, and we could go outside. Our little bungalows didn't have doors, and so they couldn't lock you in. So you could go outside, and the phones were always on. And so, but, you know, once they said it was lockdown, if they caught you out of your dorm, you would get a ticket. And so you would have to go to court was in jail. Yeah. And
so neither one of y'all had to worry about your Fruit Loops?
Heck
Big
no.
Tracy? Big Sal?
I have one female.
That's because y'all was gangsters.
I have one. I did have one female trying to grab on me. And what I did is I put my jacket on backwards. And so when she went to grab me, I grabbed that bitch hand and let her know, no, we not fit to play that. Because, Oh, I was just playing with you. No, we not fist a play like that, period.
Keep your hands to yourself.
That's what made me scared of Jessica. I was about to catch me another case inside of there. Definitely.
No, I did run into one, though. She looked just like buckwheat. And she was in a hole. So I would always... Selena would know you when you. I would give them more food because they say only give them a little. When you're in the hole, they treat you bad. Yeah, so I would always give them more extra
food.
Now
she think you own her.
And so she started telling everybody that the trustee like her. No, I don't like you. I feel bad for you. But since you think I like you, I'm gonna show you now. Mm-hmm. And I start giving her her regular portions. No. Can you nah? Nah, because I don't want nobody else thinking I like them. Because, I felt bad for them.
Yeah, and then the rumor is you gay now. And then everything is on the streets.
Yeah, because it was like, what girlfriend? I said, that ugly-ass bitch. Mm-hmm. She was ugly. And I said...
But you want to know something? That's the first place that I seen some real females look like some niggas. Like...
Yeah. You ain't never seen none of them streets?
No, well, this not was before no, not before then. Not before then.
Nah. I got a hold of my homegirl, Bulldog Stacy, always looked like a man.
Okay,
Bulldog
well, now
Stacy.
I didn't seen it, and yeah, but back then, well, you know, it, to be honest with you,
very
it was...
Very pleasant heart, sweet girl, but there are, and I think sometimes that is why some women choose that route, certain women,
because
they feel like they're not pretty as a lady.
Right.
So I might as well do this, because I'm not pretty. Nobody's going to think I'm pretty as a lady, so I might as well be a stud.
Right. And you know, even some of the beautiful, pretty women don't know that they pretty, so, yeah.
Well, nowadays, I think these bitches jumping ship and doing all that for publicity.
Oh, that
because
too.
It's too much going on. Everybody ain't gay now. Come on.
It's a fad.
On these reality shows, everybody is.
You ain't never lied, huh?
I'm like, God
damn. Did they start out that way on the show?
No.
They, or they getting paid a little extra money to do some little extra stuff?
I watched a show with, what's the girl? Snoop. I guess she was on The Wire.
Oh, right.
I know. None, I ain't never watched The Wire, so I don't know nothing about her.
Oh, yeah.
But her little girlfriend comes from Chicago, a little actress.
Right.
You don't even know this girl, know nothing about her. You don't really like her. You just like what you think she can do for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just think she going to hook you up with producers, but you sell your soul for that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That Snoop thingy, I don't know about that one.
Oh, this is the first time I've ever been with a woman.
This is the first time you ever been with a celebrity woman, probably.
Yeah, but you notice all she want her to do is...
Hook her up.
Not in the bed.
No.
But I'm in love. I left my
family
and my son.
But you don't have to go to the bedroom to get that hookup. So you're selling your soul.
You're selling yourself.
To the devil.
You're selling yourself, yeah. Or maybe she really was gay and just didn't want to come out and decided, okay, since it is a celebrity, I'm willing to come out.
But she was supposed to help me.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's the reason why I think that, I think that she messed with women before, but do I think she in love with Snoop? No.
I think she might have messed with women before, but yeah, I don't think she all into Snoop like that.
No, I don't think so. I think it's about her brand.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, trying to get that actress
her brand,
gig.
Exactly. Because she was like, well, you did this for her, and you did that for her, and you were supposed to do this for me, and you didn't do nothing.
And then after she got fired, her light bulb came on, and she went and found a bitch that was feeding her bitch strawberries that she was so distraught with.
Right,
now they best friends. Girl, get it.
Because I want to be the next in line to get hooked up.
I want to be hooked up, too, so I will suck on you, and I will suck on you, and I will suck on you. Snoop, what you want me to do?
And then at the end, she gonna be with a man.
At the end, hopefully not.
Well, she might be.
You got to stop passing this shit around. This fecal matter got to stop. Everybody sleeping with everybody and sucking on it. Come on now.
Well, she's trying to get her whatever she doing, modeling, singing, tap dancing, ballet, whatever it is. She's just trying to get that out there.
Right.
Well, shit,
me too.
She says she do music and she's an actress. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I do jokes and shit, but hey, I'm going to Jesus to bring
them on. I twerk. I booty shake.
I ain't sucking on no pussy to get no beer.
I ain't mad. No, I ain't going with Snoop. She's so fine. Snoop ugly as hell. Something wrong with her voice, her goddamn voice.
I think that's why she feel like she not pretty enough to be a girl, or maybe some people, I'll take that back. Watching Married to Medicine is a boy. No, a girl going into transgender. She wanted to be a boy. And it was her first pap smear.
I seen that.
You saw that? That really touched me and made me really understand how some kids or some people are really in their mind don't feel like they've ever been a girl or a boy.
No.
Right.
What about these studs running around in the Los Angeles area? Probably Nickerson Gardens.
You lie, don't do that. Don't you lie.
Probably right there.
We rebuke you, Satan, around. In the name of Jesus.
No, I didn't know that these studs is running around with strap-ons on all day now.
It ain't just Nickerson Gardens. It's a bitch that want to be a nigga. She going to need a dick.
Well, I'm going to put it on the Nickerson Gardens.
She going to use her thumb?
No, but why is the purpose of running around with a strap-on on all day?
I don't know. That's news to me. Because
you only need it for the moment.
Well, somebody that I know.
Might be in Pacoima, Piru.
No.
Well, look, let's do this. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll just continue to talk about whatever we're going to be talking about.
We're going to talk about me. Not for
and me.
these strap-ons.
I've been down so long, it look.
Welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk. Happy New Year again. This is our first show for 2017. We just been chatting and talking about our, basically what our last year was about. We need to start talking about what we looking forward to 2017. I know.
Being alive.
That's definitely good. I liked your New Year's resolution.
You're going to work on, that's good. You need some work. You look like you need some work.
I do, because I, you know.
God told me I was perfect.
You just lie. You will not lie on my Jesus. Satan is a lie. Get beneath thee. He did not tell you that.
Well, me personally, I'm always working on myself. I've learned about a couple of years ago that if I learn something every day in the positive, that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And so, I mean, there's some days I don't get everything good because, you know, there's some days I don't learn nothing and I actually feel like I take a few steps backwards. But then I just pray on it because, you know, I know where I came from. And, you know, some days you have days where you feel like I ain't even going to say checking a bitch. I'm going to say put hands on somebody. And I know... And I know when I start feeling like that, that I need prayer. And so I step back because I've never been one to say, I'm going to whoop your ass. But I've always been one to get into a fight. So when
I've
start.
I've always been leery. Those people say, I fucked that bitch up. How do you know?
No, not me. You have no idea
what that bitch got in store for you.
Exactly. Because my mama used to say, well, you know the saying, you got to bring ass to get ass. Yeah. So I haven't been that type. So,
but I do want to get my I've been working on the, you know, the Beyonce, like when she just be like, she do that little booty thing. I want to get that up this year because I've been working on it for like 11, 12 years. So I want to learn how to do that. I want to like learn how to
dance classes for that.
I want to learn how to twerk it, you know, make your booty clap, because I've been wanting to do that for like over 20 years, learn how to make my booty clap. Like, I do have some New Year's resolutions.
Really do have.
Well, I got to get some booty first. Yeah, otherwise, ain't nothing going to be clapping but my
feet. I ain't trying to pay for it, but
you
know, definitely.
What's this thing when they say third eye ass in a circle?
I don't know. I don't watch them videos.
Can we ask the producer? Maybe Scott, she know that one.
Let's throw that ass in a circle.
Yeah, I want to learn how to throw. You know, I want to learn how to throw my ass in a circle too. Like,
it's probably like if you're riding it on the tip. You know, you got to get the tip part. That's like going in a circle.
In a circle? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just want to learn how to, you know.
I don't know. I mean, if you can do it sexually, you can do it without being on it. Just put your heels on.
Throw it in a circle.
Throw it in a circle or oval. Make me no difference.
Ain't it over? Oh, no. Yeah.
The video that I do like is The Chance. Maybe we can play that the next commercial break. Scott, Chance, you don't want no problem with me. I like those type of videos, those type of dances, just fun. I don't want to see no bitch clapping her ass in my face.
No, I'm not going to clap my ass
see
for you.
An anaconda.
I'm going to clap my ass in my bedroom.
So you got to go to choreography for that. They got classes for that.
They do have
classes. He might want to boost his insurance policy if I get the making it clap.
They can teach you that.
They definitely can teach you
it's
that.
It's not like I'm going to be at church like clapping. You know how when everybody be clapping their hands in church,
they clap
like,
for you.
I don't know.
Sometimes you get a little excited about what you do know, and ain't no telling where you at. You hear that right beat.
That reminds me of, have any of you guys watched the new show with Queen Latifah Starr?
Yes.
No.
I missed the first one, but the second one, it seems like
it's going to be
11. What
channel is it on?
11.
I have no idea.
11.
I just,
it's on
I
Fox.
TiVo it. You know, I don't watch commercials, so everything I watch is recorded. So.
Oh, these little 90210 people just bullshit. Oh, I don't do commercials.
I don't do commercials. It's like, if I got to watch a commercial, I'm like, I must be that ADHD, because as soon as the commercial come on, I forget what I'm watching.
Well, I like commercials because that give me time to go pee and get my other beer.
Oh, no, I just pause it. Put you on pause while I run out and go do whatever I'm going to do and then come back.
It was really good.
It was. I just thought it was funny when we mentioned the church and stuff and her talking about she's not going to be clapping at the church when they was the two girls, they was singing. Well, it's three of them in the group.
Well, I don't have a home church, so I might can go to somebody's church and clap it up.
No, that is still the Lord's house. Now, he done blessed you with a husband, and you're going to go up in his house and shake your ass.
Practice it. Practice.
Not at the Lord's house.
Just to see what kind of reaction I get, because of course
you
he
make
don't
sure
like
I'm
it.
There. You make
you
sure
know,
I'm
every
there.
Time, yeah.
You make sure I'm there, because I want to see exactly what the Lord going to do to you immediately.
They get that song get the, you know, and I just, pop, 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 pop. Then I might want to throw it in the circle, you know?
Then you might be a pillar of salt. Straight turn
then
into a pillar
gonna
of salt.
Somebody going to come right to her with some holy water.
Some anointing oil. Let's pray for this child right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Dipper, Jesus, dipper.
But you know, Nathan is a member of West Angeles, and they so big, my brother.
Okay. They wouldn't even know.
They so
huh?
big.
See, that's my cousin.
Oh, I bet you one of them sisters would notice.
Definitely. Or they might put you on camera, and then everybody don't know. And it's going to be on the internet because they were
That'll bring our audience up. You don't see how it all work together?
That's going to make me pray for us.
Definitely. We're going to have extra prayer.
Like, oh, birds of a feather flock together. No, I got a problem with cussing at church. I ain't twerking.
Definitely. But, so the little girl, basically, she was singing in church, and she had took a whole lot of pills and was drinking some alcohol. And so after she showed out at the church singing, she passed out. And so I just thought that was ironic.
Did you know why she took them pills and that drink?
Because I
just caught the previews because we missed the first one.
Well, I seen all of it.
I mean the first introduction to the show. It was one that came before that one.
Right, I seen
and
that one,
and they killed somebody, her and her sister.
Well, really, they didn't. They thought they killed
that black guy, huh?
Right.
One came asking where my daughter is. Right. That's who they were supposed to
kill. Exactly. And see, what it was is she was in foster care, and that was her stepdad, and he was raping her. And Star walked in with him raping her sister, and she hadn't seen her sister in like 4 or 5 years. So she stuck him a few times.
Yeah.
And, he's lucky he's living because, I ain't got no sisters. But if I was in that situation, if I came to pick up Janine and somebody was on her, we'd have made sure his ass was dead. So
there we go.
It wouldn't have been no, it wouldn't have been no thoughts.
Sure
it would have been
Let
done.
Me see.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Yeah, so he got over that. So, they think that somebody's looking for them for murder when actually they lied and said it was an intruder or something, so they really don't even know it's these girls, because I'm sure he didn't want to say I was up in her and somebody came and stuck me, like, and the wife kind of knew something because she was like, can you take me to school, and the wife was like, oh sure, come on, and then he was like, oh no, you just take them and I'll drop her off.
That's usually how it works,
so it was kind of raggedy, but that's some real shit though. We know, like, that shit happens all day, every day. And it's sad because when that type of stuff actually really happens in life, these people ain't getting no real time.
Because we have too much hush-hush about it. Keep it a secret. What goes on in this house stays in the house. And that's why it continues to go on.
Right. But nah.
Sometimes you got to fear, he going to kill me. Well, he might kill you anyway, so you better tell.
Exactly.
Why prolong your death?
Right. Or they just might come up missing.
Either or.
Yeah, but I thought that was I like the show personally. It just take you all over the place, and it just lets you know, like, the world is fucked up.
Yeah.
Everybody needs some prayer.
I only watched it because Queen Latifah.
Right.
And I don't.
See, I would have watched
it for her. I don't want to call him that, but Mexican man.
Right. I know you're talking about.
The one she's fired up.
You heard it's worse as Trump. So you into the building the wall?
No, my other mother Mexican.
Oh, okay.
I don't like all Mexicans. I don't like all niggas. I like those that's respectful.
So you're not prejudiced?
To those that are. I'm a little Harriet Tubman.
Okay.
If this shit get out of hand with Trump.
Right.
It's going down. It's going down. They worried about what he gonna do to us. He better be worried about these new niggas.
Well, for me, it was the Queen Latifah factor, and then, of course, the name of the star.
Benjamin.
The show
Benjamin.
Is Star.
My little light bulb coming on. The little mess.
I know who
his
you're
name,
talking
Benjamin.
About. Yeah,
Benjamin
I ain't good with names, but
I like
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
He's a very good actor. So
when you
see certain actors that will take a part
in
the movie, it's like they believed in it as well.
Definitely.
So it make you want to kind of like, let me see what it's going at and where it's headed.
Right.
And the
But she usually do some good
Naomi
good shows.
Ain't her name Naomi Campbell?
Yep.
She's in there.
Yep. And the good guy. The dreaded guy. Oh, my God.
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Oh, they got excellent players
in there. He plays the dad.
And both of them play their roles.
Is he singing?
Huh?
Is he singing?
Not in the
show.
No,
but he's hoeing like he usually do.
Oh, okay. Her a good
Naomi Campbell is a bitch that she really is. So
right.
It's like everybody but them playing their real role. They doing them.
Yeah, but you know, I like the show, but the name Star, you know, because of course my daughter's name was Star. May she rest in peace. About to be 25 years that I lost her. Which, and then the Queen Latifah. So I actually like love the show.
She would have been 32?
Yes.
Who 32?
My daughter Star would have been 32. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
You old.
I'm not old. I had her young.
I don't appreciate you calling her old when last year we had discovered at the panel that I was the oldest. So you watch how you're talking to Selena.
But she's only 2 years behind me, so you know. So
you got a 32-year-old?
No, I didn't start that early.
See,
I started early, but at 17. I didn't spoil till I was 18.
Yeah, well, you know, stuff happens in life. So,
yes, and for a reason.
And I'm going to say this, and you're right, for a reason, because I wouldn't be the person I am today without her. But at the same time, she was my first kid and my last kid. And everyone huh? except the last one.
She was your first kid and your last kid?
Yeah, you know how I say, I ain't having no more kids.
Oh, okay. Because I was
going to
say.
And then Sky came.
You had like 18?
Yeah. And I'm like, nah, I ain't having no more kids. And so, you know, we weren't having
something
no more
kids.
Something
about that anaconda. Just keep wanting you make
You know,
kids.
I say it's fun making them. After it you is. Have them, it's like, wait, that's... Here you go, babe.
I love kids up until
your
they
job.
Can talk.
The workout.
I love them up until they can talk.
Well, you know what? I say this. Being a grandparent is so much different than being a mom.
You can't wait?
I can't wait to be a grandma.
Like, I still
I'll
have
be
a young...
grandma April 20th. Yes, I will. World, take note.
420.
And you know what? We're going to have a grandma show.
Well, the baby
show.
Was made on it. Might as well come on it.
Grandma show.
We have a grandma show?
Yes, because I want to see what kind of grandma you're going to be.
I'm going to be
you
the best. Shit, I'm a hell of a mama, so I'm going to be a superstar
first
grandma.
First of all, she about to join the sexy grandma club.
You better know.
Yeah. You better know. That's our part. I've been that 7 years
now,
part of the sexy grandma club.
Get my exercise on with the grandbaby in the stroller.
You ready.
I'm ready.
Definitely. And so I love to listen to my grandsons talk. Now, my kids, on the other hand, sometimes I'll be like, come on, really? Is it that serious? Can I? Okay. But when my grandsons talk to me, I'll be like, for real? They, it don't matter what they're talking about. If they're not talking about nothing, I'm right there trying to listen. So it is different being a parent and a grandmother. I know that my grandsons, they always want to, my mama said, did she really? Even when she didn't say, they let us say, they mama said, especially Tyson. He used to try to think we crazy. So we'll say, go ask your mom. And he'll move like 2 steps and turn around and be like, she said, okay.
My grandbaby, people going to be telling my grandson something. They going to be like, go ask your mom and dad. No, you ask my granny. Don't you talk to them people. Ask my granny. They don't know nothing.
Yeah, that's funny. Nothing. Dude. That's funny. And then they love they pawpaw. So everything is they pawpaw. Like my husband, he normally gets home, you know, after 7-ish. So 7:05 come, Tyson like, Grandma, where pawpaw? He ain't here yet. I'm like, he's probably on his way home. 5 minutes later, back at the door. Grandma, is pawpaw here? I'm like, you've been sitting at the stairs the whole time, right? He like, yeah. I'm like, okay, he ain't in here because he would have to pass you to get to me. And he like, but is he on his way home?
I love when Tyson called me playing like he won't talk to me. Man, Anessa, how are you? And the next second, where's Dale? You did not call to talk to me or look for me. You was looking for Dale.
And that'd be the whole conversation. Yeah.
Where's Dale? Have you seen Dale? As soon as I pulled up today, where's Dale? Dale been with you all weekend. Dale left his mama since Thursday. I'm just calling you. I'm going to get Tyson the phone. Tyson, where's my son?
Right. And that's funny because he'll be like, Grandma, can I use your phone? I'm like, who are you trying to call? I just want to call Nana Nessa. I'm like, oh, okay, here you go. Put it on, press the button for him. And the first thing he gonna say, hi.
Mm-hmm.
Where Dale at?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, wait a minute. You said you want to speak to her. If that's the case, I got Dale number. Like,
he just want to get through Nana Nessa. Show me I got little love.
Yeah. He's so funny, though. And he's smart, though.
He's like a little man already, like a little Benjamin Button.
Yeah. And you know what's funny to me? Because today I figured he wasn't going to want to come down because Chaney didn't want. Chaney's like, nah, I don't want to go.
Chaney don't like being bothered with y'all.
Well, Cheney want to run and do whatever he want to do.
Exactly.
So he know right now the house is kind of empty, and he can get his little BB gun and run through the whole house with his BB gun without him being
loaded.
Who
bought him a BB gun?
Well, when he comes to my house, my nephew, they got all the little shooting arrows in the door. Yeah. So as soon as he get there, hi, Nana, that's a Brandon home. Like, wait a minute, let's spend a little time together. How are you? You got all your teeth? What's going on with you?
Yeah, nah, he's like, can I, every time somebody come to the house, Papa, can I show?
He ain't shoot nobody that come to the house, is he?
No, of course not. Okay. You know, they don't know. He got to get it loaded and they go in the backyard and they get to shoot.
Do not do
thing.
Pistols. Yeah. My godson, Jeremiah, used to always come with a gun. He never left with it. By the time he took his nap, he woke up. When I moved, I had like 10 plastic play guns. I hide them, throw them away.
My kids snuck to the 99 cent store because they had the little guns in there, the real BB guns. And my youngest shot my oldest in the eye. Yeah, but he had his glasses on and it cracked. I said, your eye would have been out.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude,
yeah,
your eye would have been out. Yeah. While you sitting here telling me, I'm like, what's wrong with your glasses? Nothing. They all went and all shattered. Nothing.
They weren't going to get them guns.
I said, how's you seeing out of the whole lens was just cracked.
Right.
Nothing. I didn't even notice. No.
He didn't want to tell. He didn't want that snitch card. He didn't want that snitch card.
Once you see they have a fetish with it, is you sit down and talk to them and tell them the real about guns, right, how to really operate them, what they really use for.
Definitely.
Just yesterday, we could have had a bad altercation. My homie, Baby Lynn, took the clip out, making sure it wasn't nothing in there. And motherfuckers like, pop!
Oh, yeah.
My brother said, you over there killing your car? I'm thinking he done blew his elect, like stuck an outlet in his power charge.
Right.
Trying to vacuum the car. No, he got a bullet hole in his seat. But yeah, it could have been him because the way he was holding it.
Right, right. And so, you trying to let a bullet out the chamber that misfired, basically.
And you grown.
Yeah.
So it's I don't play with guns.
I don't either.
I love them, but I don't. They got some sexy pistols out there. Oh my God!
You know that's kind of ironic because we go to the Big Five and we're looking at all the guns. And Tyson tells my husband, he goes, "Pawpaw, no weapons, no weapons, Pawpaw." And so my husband like, "Oh, I'm just looking." He was like, "Okay." Oh, wait, Papa, give me this gun right here. And Dallas want this one. And that pink one. Yeah, and Cheney want this one. And then my husband said, I thought you said no weapons. He's like, just for you, Papa.
All for him, huh?
If Trump get to do what he want to do, we might need to take all. Well, let me see how you say this. The other people
need to be the right to
take their kids to the shooting range as soon as they can hold a rifle.
Right. Well, you know,
the other people.
Cheney been to the gun range once
them
or twice.
Them folks. Them their folks.
Yeah.
Take
their
folks.
Definitely.
I know Trump is just waiting to get in that house so he can just show out. He gonna show out.
Oh, I'm
already
sure he's gonna show out.
But he ain't gathered them buses up, so I don't know what's going on. He didn't hold his end of the goddamn bargain. Ain't nobody left yet. The highway is still fucking crowded.
The wall or nothing.
Well, I thought they said now that he's still gonna build the wall, but we're gonna pay for it.
But now they don't know what's gonna happen with Obamacare. We knew that was out of there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now they're gonna get some Trump care. And
it's
guess
supposed
what? That's
to be better than Obamacare.
Right.
That's what Trump said.
Right. As soon as you go in there and get that shot, it's gonna be a shot of that ooh wee. Same way they did Easy.
Ooh wee.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going no more doctor as soon as he president.
Well, you know, I'm like this. Hopefully we keep our good government benefits for our job.
Okay. Well. You might, your name's Selena. What's your last name?
White.
Selena Coleman, so your name is already going to go over here to the good crew, because that sound like one of his people.
Coleman does sound like Janine, one of them white names, huh?
You going over here. shit. Now, my name, Anissa, I'm going to be right here in the middle because they not sure they're going to check this bitch out when she get there. She got Jones, Anissa Jones. We don't quite know if she's black or white. So we going to put her in the check this bitch out section. You all right. Okay, you can go in there and claim Meskin.
And then you just go in there and claim your hair?
No, because if that's the case, he's trying to send me back to the other side of the border.
Okay,
right?
Well, you better claim white.
Yeah.
Yeah, get you some blue contacts.
Let your hair out. Let your hair out. Yeah. You good.
Get you some blue contacts, yeah.
I'm going to go in there and paint it. Paint it white.
I'm going to go in there with my hair tub and T-shirt on and a salt on. I'm not going. Talking about this way to the underground.
Well, you know, I say I'm going to just see what he does because
we ain't
first
got no
of all,
choice. You ain't got
right,
no choice.
You're right. We don't got no
Why
choice.
Why he's rich? Why he just can't build a wall with his own fucking money?
Because he ain't
I'm
rich.
Sure he's planning on building a wall with his own money and being double reimbursed from the government.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he don't pay taxes.
No.
And now he in control of what's going to really happen. See, I seen this little clip it on Facebook. It says, wait until till Trump really gets in office because he's going to flood the American dollars.
Flood it.
Fleet it to his account. You know, take it out the American.
You got a silver alert. Maybe you're using all these big words.
And he going to put that all into his money. And so we think he rich now, waiting until he leave office.
I wonder if you think he like little color girls. I go up there and be friends with him. Maybe he clear my IRS debt.
Clear your IRS?
He going to teach you how not to have an IRS debt.
Yeah, I need that.
Because, you know, I went to one of these little seminars that guy from Shark Tank put on, and he give you some real good information about corporate money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I see him a lot. It was nice.
He told me some stuff that I already knew, and then he gave me some more information on some stuff I didn't know.
Use.
So I said,
Next show, you need to bring that and share it with the people.
This was really worth it. But then he wants you to pay like $4,000 to $5,000 to take
but
his
you know,
full-time
seminar. But you know
what?
That's where I used to always go back in the days, these seminars. Yeah, I'm going to get my life right. And at the end of you sitting through all this bullshit, they want some money. Why in the fuck you think I'm here to get my money right? I ain't got no check for you.
It's only $4,000, y'all.
Yeah,
it's only $4,000.
You want to get your life right?
Life right, girl. I go to seminars.
I need to buy me some property. You
and
know,
at the
I need
end
to...
of, they only give you so much.
Exactly.
Now they want you to pay for. Well, Jesus give his shit for free.
Technically, he don't because you got to pay your tithe.
I ain't paid a tithe and still being blessed. Jesus give his shit for free because he know I ain't got it.
Can't get this. I'll throw this ass in a circle for him.
Jesus got so many IOUs. You
I'm
know
sure
I got
does.
You, Jesus.
As soon as I get mine.
Well, you know, I don't. Yeah. I ain't been to church in a minute. So I don't pay tithes. But I do be a blessing to those on the street, those I pass by.
You can be
in front of me at the counter and you $2 short. Baby, go on. I got that.
Right.
See, that's why you should go to church with me so when...
No, I'm not going to church with you to twerk. You's a lie. I won't say
that. That's how we gonna repay them.
When I already get to heaven, I know I'm gonna be on probation heaven. I'm gonna be in that little cell over there, heaven's probation. So no.
You don't want to go?
No.
I'm gonna repay them. They clap it out.
Mm-mm. Jesus, no, I wasn't out there clapping and he didn't give me nothing to clap with. He ain't give me shit to clap with. So, you know, I'm going to work with what he gave me and work on my flaws. I'm trying to stop cussing so much, but
I don't know about cussing. I don't know about that one.
I know, me either.
I don't know about that one.
I try, but then, you know, when...
That was another one in your New Year's resolution.
No, that one wasn't on the list because I like cussing.
For me, it's like, okay, I'm not going to cuss, but then there's times that it seemed like, dang, is that me? Because every other word is a cuss word, like, you know... But my mama said I had sailor in my blood because my dad used to just cuss like a sailor.
I'm trying to get past road rage because I really have a problem with following a car on the freeway where you like, fuck all this traffic, all this fucking traffic. And then I get over and there ain't nobody in front of this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'll be furious.
That's just right by like, bitch.
No, I want to make me a car with a pop-up sign so when I pass you, you have to read my sign.
Yeah. So
it's 2 o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock already. Oh, so
we don't
want to
go.
We will see you guys next week, same time, same place. This
nasty
is real.
Nasty Neighbor, Super Nasty Tasty Jay, and Lean on Me, Selena.
We go.
As Lean on Me, Selena.
Real women, real talk.
Until
we'll
next
see you,
time.
Next week.
Number one. Yeah. Oh my God.
The Queen Bee. It's Ladies Night. What? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter.